Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Five contestants, 1 minute each. Who will win tickets to see comedian John Mulaney at the Armory? All they have to do is...
Make Chad laugh!
Pretty simple. We've played this game with some good acts before.
Great acts.
Yeah.
Chappelle, Sandler, Maniscalco.
Yeah.
Biggest of big names.
You're right. I mean, this guy. I mean, Chappelle's all time. John Mulaney's headed.
He's on his way.
He's on his way to all time. We just had somebody drop off. This is simple. You need to tell a joke. You need to tell a story. And you have 60 seconds. And if I snort... Chuckle.
Snicker.
Snicker. Laugh.
Chortle.
Chortle, you name it. You win a pair of tickets to see John Mulaney at the Armory, which is a tremendous venue. I've got about 10 concerts in me. This will be the first one where I'm seated because I'm going. You're going.
My first time in the building. Looking forward
to it. Oh, it's great. And actually, the floor, which normally you just stand on, which I don't mind because I'm 7'4". I'm Wemby-like. But now we're going to have seats. So right now this phone line should fill up instantly. John Mulaney, he's spectacular. You could win a pair of tickets. How about this for a Christmas gift?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see the hottest comedian on the planet at a venue with, like, I don't know, 3,000 other people on a Sunday night? Unbelievable. You better call right now. 651-461-9226. All you have to do is make me laugh. We're going to start with Clark. All right, Clark, thank you so much for listening. Are you confident?
I feel confident. I've only got a short little joke, but I'm feeling pretty good about it. I love John Mulaney. He was great in The Bear, if you saw him in that.
Oh, yeah. Multiple times in The Bear. Not just the seminal, signature episode, but he came back the next year. Unbelievable. All right, we're going to set the clock, but it sounds like we really don't need to because I got it, Dave. Because you're just going to tell me a joke? Go ahead, Clark.
All right. I got a question for you, Chad.
Yes, sir.
What's the pirate's favorite letter?
Dave, the question is, what is the pirate's favorite letter?
Can't wait to find out.
All right. Go ahead, Clark. What is it?
Well, take a guess. What do you think?
R?
You think it'd be R, Chad, but it's the C.
Excellent try, Clark. You'll have a couple more chances. Patty, I mean, the accent was tremendous. I mean,
he speaks fluent pirate.
She's pirate Ian. All right, Patty, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm a
huge John Mulaney fan. Have you ever seen Horse Loose in a Hospital Bit? It's the funniest thing ever.
Oh, my God. You're so right. He's so good. All right, Patty, go ahead. You're on the clock right now. Go.
Oh, okay. So I come from a big, large Irish family, and every Thanksgiving I'm known for this joke, and they make me retell it every year. So remember Paul Lynn, the middle square guy
on
Hollywood Squares?
Oh, sure. Very funny.
Most underrated. I'm a 1966 person, so we all grew up watching it. So one of the questions, this is a true story, one of the questions was, what are greed, sloth, anger, gluttony, rage, all of, the seven, and his answer was a Bill of Rights.
Sorry, Patty. Sorry.
Yeah. Dang it.
Yeah, sorry. I feel like maybe I might regret those two because they were confident. What did you think?
I would have laughed at the first one had I not heard the joke before.
Okay. David, you're up, man. You like Mulaney?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Doesn't sound like you're that enthused. I got to be honest. Well, yeah.
I'm not. I'm kind of sick, Chad. I knew I shouldn't have eaten that octopus at Ocean Air last night. I'm feeling a little eel.
God, I wanted to. I'm the commitment right there. Sorry, David. Gosh. I don't know. I'm in a really good mood. Should I be laughing sooner?
No.
Okay.
That was decent.
Yeah.
You were close. I could see it.
I was very close.
The curl of your
there
lip.
There was a curl.
It was just there, but you didn't
curl.
Laugh.
Yes.
We got two more.
Okay. Rob, go ahead. You're on. Now, are you a Mulaney fan? Hello. Hold on. Do we have Rob?
Oh, Rob seemed to have left us.
Yeah. Okay. Rob.
Let's go, Mike.
Mike. That means a line's available. We thought we had all five. They're all ringing. Mike, tell me you like John Mulaney. Come on.
Yes, I do.
Good. Are you feeling it? Are you feeling it right now?
I'm feeling a little eel, too, but we're going to give it a go.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That doesn't count. I chuckled, but that does not count. That does not count. Okay.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. What did the non-binary prospector say on his way to the gold rush?
Dave, I want you to hear this one, too. What did the non-binary prospect say on the way to the gold rush?
The non-binary prospector say to the gold. I have no idea.
There's gold in them, their hills.
Okay. 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 You got me.
Taking the parlance of our time to the gold rush joke? That's clever.
Okay, I mean, again, I don't want to receive the hate. You got a pronoun or two, go ahead. But considering the climate and the discussion, I think that's very funny. Mike, congratulations.
Yes. Hey, thank you.
Who are you taking?
I don't know yet. One of my many deserving lady friends.
Yeah, listen, here's what I would say. Whoever gives you the greatest Christmas gift, they get it. I mean, you get
a winner.
Yeah, I mean, you know, get like, I don't know, you sound like a dashing, handsome man to me. Like, make it a bit of a competition.
Yep. I'm going to lord it over them, too.
Exactly. Might have made me laugh more on that one than you did the joke, but all very funny. Mike, go ahead, sir. Get on hold. I'm going to call off, and Dave's going to get all your information.
Okay.
That was good, right?
I enjoyed that.
I did enjoy that, you know. So I go to the text, and we're offensive. We're not sensitive enough. But, you know, we're fine. We're fine. We're very pro respect in this show, but we also like a good joke, and that was a good joke. It's 16 past 2, transparency alert here. Tom Pollad talked to some print folks at 1 o'clock. He's talking to the TV folks right now, and then once he finishes with the TV folks, we have 5 minutes. We do not have a long conversation. You know me. I'd like to milk it into about an hour. We are told after maybe we get to January, we'll have Tom for a longer visit. Initially, it was just going to be Susie asking a few questions, and we talked to Dustin and worked it out. We're a quick phone call. So we're hopeful. Hopefully, right when we come back, that Tom Pollad, who's now running the Twins, will join us right here on the home of the Twins, CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Let's get right to it. Twins announcing major changes today, including the fact that our next guest, Tom Pollad, is succeeding his brother to oversee the organization. And Tom is with us for a short visit today. And then once we get past the holidays, we'll look forward to a longer visit. Tom, good to chat with you again. Thank you so much for coming on. Tom, why are you in this position? Why are you in it instead of Joe? And what should Twins fans think about this change?
Hey, Chad, nice to be with you. It's an exciting day in some respects. It's also an emotional day in other respects from a family perspective. I'm in the role for the following reasons. As we completed our transaction and as we've spent the last 14 months working through that transaction, our family's had a lot of time to, think about how to best position this team for success going forward. And I think as we thought about the future, we thought that there was value in bringing somebody, a leader in the head that brought a renewed sense of focus and energy, a renewed sense of accountability, and ultimately clear direction on where we're taking this organization. Because the facts of the matter are that we have not won enough baseball games in the past. We've jeopardized the financial well-being of this organization. The Twins community has lost trust and confidence in us as owners and as a result, this organization.
let's just pick up on that, and I appreciate that answer. For the Twins fans out there who are listening right now who want to care about this team, want to believe in this team, but right now don't, and feel like the payroll issues didn't make sense to them, they didn't like the trades last year, felt like it was a step back, why should they believe that you in charge and the new investors will change this direction?
I appreciate where the Twins fans are coming from, and I'm a Twins fan myself, and I'd say that I've been disappointed as a fan over the last couple of years just as much as they have. I think that it starts with accountability and communication. We have not done a great job of telling our community why we're making the moves we're making, what we're trying to accomplish, where we're going, and I also think that we've had a habit of running the same playbook over and over, hoping that there would be different results when there haven't been different results. We haven't won. We've won one playoff series in the last decade. That is not good enough. Our fans deserve better. Our organization deserves better. And starting tomorrow, we're going to work like hell to accomplish that.
As you know, because I'm sure you were there, your organization won and 23 over the Blue Jays, played a very competitive series against Houston. And then your brother, Joe, used the expression right-size the payroll and cut the payroll back. I was within the group who understood the financial issues that you were facing but said, this is absolutely not the right time. You had to continue the momentum. In hindsight, was that a mistake in your
view? Totally agree with you. I mean, it was... We made a what we thought at the time was a responsible financial decision, and we obviously failed to consider the long-term impact of that decision and the short-term impact of that decision. Frankly, we sucked the air right out of our fan base, and it did significant damage to our brand and to our family from a confidence standpoint. Plain and simple, we got it wrong.
Tom, your payroll right now is looking at around $100 million. There are still quality free agents out there. Fans, fair or not, want to know about the payroll. What can you tell them and myself here listening about the upcoming payroll for this year?
Well, I think the last couple of weeks, reflect our willingness to invest in this team. I mean, there was a lot of talk probably a month ago now debating whether or not we were going to tear down the roster further. And we've done anything but that. I think that I'm sure Derek and Jeremy still see that there are holes that we need to fill. And we have the flexibility to fill those holes. I think we owe that to our veteran players. We owe that to our star players, and we certainly owe it to the organization and to our fans.
Two last questions. I'll let you go. Is the payroll higher now because you're in charge?
The payroll not because I'm in charge. It's because I think it's what's best in the best interest of the organization.
Can you give us a number where you think the payroll might be?
I cannot. I think we're going to be opportunistic, and we'll see where it ends up.
Tom, thank you very much. Congratulations. I look forward to a longer conversation. We have that opportunity.
Great. Thanks.
Tom Pollad right here. Pretty direct, wouldn't you say? I mean, what's your reaction when you hear the comments that he offered up right there?
I was quite taken aback, surprised, shocked. I don't know what the word is by the amount of accountability taken.
Yeah.
On, you know, to multiple questions of we screwed up, we failed Twins fans.
We lost trust.
Yes, we made the complete wrong decision when we, quote, right-sized the payroll.
Yeah. I agree with them on every one of those points. And I'll repeat, this is the second time in my life I've talked to Tom Pollad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We, through a mutual friend, I had no idea was going out to dinner, showed up at my buddy's place. This is Tom and Lindsay Pollad. We had a very nice night. I found him engaging. I found him interesting. And at no point in the dinner was there any, I'm a Pollad from Tom Pollad. Zero. There was none of that. Walked away. I was with Jen at the time. Said, really good guy, you know. And I felt like he had a good awareness of the town. I'll just say from the times I heard Joe interviewed, more with Jason than me, but the three times we interviewed him here, I didn't sense at all that Joe had a feel for the town. I really didn't. I didn't feel, at least what he conveyed in the interviews, that he didn't understand how angry and frustrated Twins fans were, some of it having to do with decisions by his grandfather, some of it decisions by his uncle. Again, Joe is Bob's. Bob is Joe's father, just like Thomas, right? Whereas the time I was with Tom, and then when talking to people the last couple of years, and I would ask, where's Tom in the mix? And they say Tom was involved in the automobile stuff, but he has a better sense for the town. That's what I heard. Okay, I heard we lost the commitment, we lost the trust, we absolutely made a mistake. Now, I heard some hemming and hawing at the end on, is the payroll higher because of him? And what is the payroll? I tried, what is the payroll? Not once, but twice, because people want to know. So I think the folks who heard that interview and are Twins fans can take it two ways. They can take it, that was good. That's what I want to hear. Should be. They're also every bit as entitled to say, show me. Prove it.
Yeah, that's completely fair.
Prove it. Now,
I think Tom gets that. I think he would say that's completely fair, too, from what he sounded like there.
That's what it sounded like to me. Now, prove it. Get going immediately on your bullpen. Because two more bullpen guys signed today. Five or six other better bullpen guys signed earlier. Their bullpen was amateurish after they traded a very good bullpen.
Everyone.
I think they traded Mike Marshall, and I think he might have passed away. They traded Joe Nathan. They traded Glenn Perkins, and he was in one of the broadcasters.
Traded the bullpen catcher from one of the World Series years,
exactly.
I think.
Exactly. They traded the guy who used to drive the bullpen vehicle.
The cart, yes.
Bring the bullpen vehicle back, by the way. But you cannot be competitive with the bullpen they have. You can't. Now, they might tell us, okay, we've got these young starters. and we've got an option of maybe, if everybody's healthy, like 7 or 8 potential starters. Here's what I'd say. You got 1 or 2 who are locks, okay, and you're 2 league guys. If healthy, if that's 1 and 2, that's not the top, but that's top 10, right?
Yes. I mean,
you know, if you started ranking and you get to Pablo and Joe leading, if we looked around and said, is that maybe 7th or 8th best top 2?
Yeah, okay. you'll take your chances against any ace in the league with those guys on the mound.
Right. That you got a chance. Bailey Ober, what the heck happened? Right? All of a sudden, he wasn't a flamethrower, but he was just throwing up 87-mile-an-hour fastballs. I don't care how many times the different analysts tell us, well, he's so tall that 87 miles really gets there faster. Nope. 87 miles still gets there at 87 miles. It really doesn't matter.
He's got that reach.
Yeah, I mean, it's
extra 8 inches.
Again, second Wemby, he's not guarding. Okay, if he's guarding him, okay, yeah, 6'10 really matters, you know, 6'9, I guess. So is he going to bounce back? Okay, where's Simeon Woods Richardson? Taj Bradley is the able guy.
Zebby.
Okay, who's the other guy? Festa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they have, after the top two, locks. I don't view Bailey as lock after last year, after the health issue and stuff. So then you're throwing another, what, 6 guys in there for 3 more spots? And you know, most likely you're going to need 8 or 9. So maybe you could try those young guys in the bullpen. But if you're counting on those young guys in the bullpen and you're telling us you're in it to win it, I'm not buying it. Like, by the way, it wasn't like that lineup was explosive last year, was it?
No.
Right?
And had moments.
Byron.
Certainly picked it up after the first month and a half.
Byron had his best year ever.
He was on the field.
If someone made the compelling argument and said, you're taking a risk both ways, but do you really believe with his history? And I don't believe he's faking it. I don't think this is a guy who's soft. There's too many people I've talked to who believe he is a hellacious competitor. And he legitimately has been hurt. This isn't a guy who they doubt. But are we going to now believe he's going to stay healthy in the next 3 years and do this? I hope so, because I love watching that guy play baseball. He's fantastic. If somebody told me this was the ideal time to trade him, I don't think that's the worst scenario. But you know who's created that scenario where you can't do it? Twins ownership. Twins ownership by being frugal. And by the way, also Falvey for not being good enough with the personnel that now, to the public, it would just look like a salary dump. Even if you got, because you would get 2 minimum, high level prospects for him. Minimum. Even if you think, hey, and by the next year, both of those guys are somewhere in your lineup, it still would look like a salary dump. It would create more of the perception in this town, and then it'd be, what section do you want next year at Target Field? They now are saying, by Tom Pollett in charge and these new investors, that we are going to create and change this trust. You have to spend money. It's more than that. It's drafting the right guys. It's making the right trades. It's developing all those things that happen behind the scenes. But to build trust, you're going to win, right? And you're going to have to spend some money to convince the people in the offseason that you're in it to win it, right? As Mick once said with these bracelets here. And also, not only convince, but the reality, you need players to win. So I thought for a 5-6 minute interview, outside of trying to be a little more specific in the payroll, it was very good. The so-called winning the press conference, he was very good, at least with us. I'm assuming there was a lot of that with the others. But it's still me as if we're in Missouri. Show me. Right?
I heard he told everyone else the exact number of payroll will be.
And he just lied
down to the penny.
Yeah.
Just doesn't want to give it to you.
Doesn't want to give it to me. That's fair. All right, let's see. And we will once everything settles down, maybe January. Get him in studio, and we'll follow up on a number of things and take texts and all that. 34 past 2 on the home of the Twins, CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Accountability and admitting you screwed up. It's lacking in civilization right now.
It's nearly extinct.
It almost never happens.
You don't hear it in politics from anybody ever.
Ever. How often you hear it from general managers or managers, or how often you hear it at your job? So absolute credit for Tom Pawlett for saying we've lost the trust. We screwed up the right sizing. I understand everybody wants to, you know, see the proof. Do I think Joe Pawlett, without knowing anything, is surprised by any of this? Zero. I think they had enough conversations about building that trust up, and they probably don't think it's fair to Joe at all. But they said if we're going to build back the trust, we're going to have to say that we screwed up. And whether it's directly towards Joe or it's obvious to all of us, that's a hit on Joe. But do you think Joe's listening to this today and going, whoa? I don't think so, right? He might not like it. He might disagree. He might think he still should be in charge. In fact, I'd love if somebody could get him on the record to say whatever he's going to say. But this isn't shocking him today, is it?
See if he returns his Christmas present before the 21st for Big Brother.
Yeah, that if that turns out, then maybe he was shocked. Let's get to the president. He's speaking to the nation tonight, 8 o'clock our time, right?
That's what I'm told.
Most observers are saying this is going to be the president separating his shoulder, patting himself on the back, what he has done in his endless amount of appearances. I mean, honestly, by the end of January, had he appeared in media briefings more than Biden did his entire presidency? It's possible. Does he directly answer the questions enough? Of course not. Does he bump into the truth occasionally? Occasionally. Has he demonstrated again his complete lack of character? Hell yes, he has. But he's still the president of the United States. So most networks, Dave, are going to carry it because he's the president. And it's not like he has scheduled primetime addresses, like, you know, once a week. This is not happening. But if you're running a network, and this turns into one of those Trump 45-minute speeches, greatest economy ever, this and that, he just runs through the roundtable of his brilliance. Do you run the whole thing? Dave Harrigan, what do you do? Because during the day, when he's going through it, by the way, it's not, I can't tell you. I mean, the amount of times I've turned on, what is it called now? MS Now? MSNBC. I have occasionally clicked on the Scarborough Show. That's it. And I bet the Scarborough Show, I've listened to or watched 45 minutes the whole year. I don't know. It's just not my right. I know what they're going to say. Right? It's not like I'm shocked by a Fox, but I want to see it because it's way more of a shaper of news than MS Now is. During the day, Fox will cut out of Trump. It's not just CNN. Fox will cut out. So if all of a sudden it's just one of those on and on and on, and now it's network, it's prime time, and you're running a network, Dave Harrigan, what do you do?
That's. I think I stick with it.
I think you're in a spot, prime time, where you almost have to.
I do too. Goodness knows if you were to duck out, I'm sure the president would take that well. He wouldn't mention it the next day and ask for your license to be revoked.
Probably would be sued for $5 billion before the night is done, right? So I'm inclined to say yes. If it becomes habitual, then no, right? But how many primetime addresses has he given this year? Very few, right? I don't remember a lot.
I don't remember the last one.
I don't either.
He does 18 during the day, so he's probably a little tired at night.
Listen, there are times that when we walk in here at noon, he has appeared in front of the media three times. Seemed to me there's some presidential work that might be involved. Okay, next one involving the president. He's now putting, you know, this wall of presidents that they've created. He's now added plaques today.
It's nice. Like the Hall of Fame.
Kind of like the Hall of Fame. Exactly like the Hall of Fame. Reagan points out that Reagan was an early fan of Donald Trump. Says a lot of other things, but he works that in. Bill Clinton. A lot of reasonably positive things, but also includes there his wife Hillary was defeated by Donald Trump.
Truth.
Right? It's Barack Hussein Obama. Divisive. Other criticism of him. Not just Barack Obama. Again, he's a Muslim. Even though he's...
Do we know that?
Even though... there might have been a conversation off air questioning it. Even though, of course, he went to church, unlike Donald Trump, including he went to church with a guy who is insulting as can be, or Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Is he with us still? I don't know if he's with us. Barack Obama should have walked out the door the first time he said some of the stuff he did. Sleepy Joe, I think he says. Sleepy Joe, of course, considered by some the worst president ever.
Jeremiah's still with us. 84.
Okay. I'm glad he's still with us. I wouldn't listen to him one time considering the comments he offered up. He's like an 8-year-old, right? He's like an 8-year-old teasing people. This is what he's doing. They didn't do it on their own, or they did it knowing he'd love it. This is what we're doing. We're putting up plaques insulting other presidents at the White House.
Do you believe there's anybody in the White House with him that questions the idea? Well, I guess I should start. Do you think it's Trump's idea to begin with, to put up the plaques? With the insults,
well, it's just,
with the platitudes towards himself.
Yeah. I think he has a group around him enough who know him well enough who know, listen, every day the president thinks of one thing. How does it benefit him? And he loves insulting people. And like this Stephen Chung is one of his main guys. There was another guy. So does he do all of it? No.
But there's no one that stands up to him, right? No one that says,
they're all
Mr.
Gone.
President, I don't think this is the greatest idea right now.
No. Reince Priebus supposedly did a little bit of that. General Kelly did some of that. Mattis did some of that. Mnuchin did some of that. They gone. It's the whatever you say, yes, sir, and let's get the retribution going. So, speaking of that, Jack Smith today. Jack Smith testified in front of Congress, part of Congress, a committee. Where, Dave, did Jack Smith want to appear? He wanted to appear in public. He didn't want it behind closed doors. But the Republicans on this committee were terrified of what Jack Smith was going to say. Now, Trump told reporters that he supported the idea of an open hearing. I'd rather see him testify publicly. There's no way he can answer questions. Trump probably believes that. I believe that, right? You know who doesn't believe that? The other Republicans who are afraid of the facts that Jack Smith has. AP, part of the information that they have from Jack Smith's opening statement. Develop proof beyond a reasonable doubt that Donald Trump had criminally conspired to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Investigators had accrued powerful evidence that Trump broke the law by hoarding classified documents. Part of the statement said, I made my decision in the investigation without regard to President Trump's political association, activities, belief, or candidacy in the 24 election. We took actions based on what the facts and the law required. The very lesson I learned early in my career as a prosecutor, I 1,000% infinitely believe Jack Smith and don't believe Donald Trump. And the Republicans are clear, Dave, they didn't want Jack Smith saying this in public. What else? Why else would they do this? Smith wanted it. Trump wants it. Should have happened. Trump loyalists were convinced that he did nothing in 2020. How do you explain this? And the last one, Ilhan. Shouldn't we have an understanding now whether the car was stopped or not involving your kid? Because federal authorities are saying we have no record of her son being stopped. She's adamant, wants all the records released. Shouldn't we have something? Because he had to identify and show his passport.
Yep.
Shouldn't we have a simple record of that, which is not going to show that this part of the federal government is telling the truth and she's lying, or maybe the kid's lying, or she's telling the truth and the federal government's not telling the truth? Shouldn't that be pretty easy for somebody to show us?
Should be. There also has to be people that follow through and do the right thing and do, you know, follow procedure when those things are happening. Are they? I don't know. We have no idea.
At times, they're not. I'd like to know who's telling the truth. Jason, when we come back. Listen, I love a sibling rivalry as long as I'm not a part of it.
Sure.
Now, you and your siblings, there's some stuff going on. The Chicago crew against the Minneapolis folks. I don't, you know.
They may have a rivalry with me, but I have no rivalry.
I think they have a little jealousy of you, to be honest, and they want you to come to Chicago every time.
Yeah.
And you're about done with it. You're about done with it.
We are going day after Thanksgiving or day after Christmas.
Okay, so you're a big talker, but then you're folding like a pup tent.
Correct.
Tom Pollard kind of laid Joe out there on the ground and sort of ran the bus over him.
What other choice did he have?
To build back trust? None.
Right.
But, and like I said, I assume Joe was in on it, but I'd like to see Joe on your show, and potentially Joe said,
I'd love to have Joe on.
I didn't agree with that. Yeah. I'm up. The bus did not end me.
You think? What would you say if you were Joe?
I'd tell the truth.
You would not. You'd say, I'm rooting for my brother.
I don't
know.
It's
our family business.
Have you met me?
Love this team.
Have you spent any time around me?
Yeah. Got to count that money. Still need the money.
I think they're okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.